WSA-EOC from KD8 DXV, Monroe County. This is the drill.
WSA-EOC to Alpha Echo. This is the drill. WSA-EOC to Alpha Echo. WSA-EOC to Alpha Echo. This is the drill. WSA-EOC to Alpha Echo. This is the drill. KD8 DXV. Kilo Alpha Echo, this is a drill. KD8 DXV, Kilo Alpha Echo, this is a drill. WA8 EOC, KD8 DXV, Kilo Alpha Echo. WS8 EOC, Kilo Alpha Echo, this is a drill.
Thank you. CQ from W8 to VIJ, Waterford. November 8, Kilo Papa Papa. Yeah, good morning. Name here is Greg. I had to turn the volume up. I had it down. And thanks for taking my call. Located in Waterford, Michigan. Over.
Yeah, very good. Let's make sure nobody's using this repeater. I've been hearing some EOC tests. Let's verify here real quick. Is anybody using this for any EOC tests or anything that's for protective services or anything of that nature? NAKPP? Guess not, Greg. How you been? We've chatted before. Just sitting here doing paperwork for the office at home, scanning some of the DMR channels. So I figured I'd say hi and hope all is well.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but I didn't get the name. I'm on my radio, the XBR 5550. I've got your ID, but I don't have your name or call in it. So give me the name and the call, and I'll put it in so the next time you pop off on this radio. I don't know who's coming back to me. I do have you in on the MD380 because I updated the database. Over.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I use the same radio, XBR 5550. I just bought another one, as a matter of fact. The handle is Wally Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima Yankee, and the call is November 8, Kilo Papa Papa, and I'm in New Baltimore, Michigan.
Oh, yeah, Wally, I remember your name and stuff. You know, the voice sounded familiar. It's been a few days since we've talked, and you know, appreciate you coming back. Yeah, these radios here, do you have the XBR 5550 Echo? I think that's probably the newer one, but I have this one here, which is a 5550. It's Bluetooth and everything else. It's a nice radio. I think I'm going to, I do have the bigger microphone on here, but I think I'm going to switch over to a desk mic, their Motorola desk mic. I go to Southwest Georgia. Ken Ryan, their site is offering some sales on it, so I think I'm going to wait probably till next month and switch it over back to you.
Very good. Yeah, I've got a couple of them. Every time I see these things on a deal, I buy them. These 555s, I just got one for $250. It's a 2016 radio, and I got it off eBay. So if I see one that somebody's not trying to get the real, real long dollar out of them, I pick them up. There's another guy that's selling the 7550 handhelds. Granted, they're not the Echo versions in Grand Rapids for $150. And I've got a friend that knows how to align them and tune them. So he checked it for me, and the thing was spot on. So, but, yeah, I think I got three or four of these 5550s. I got one in my work car, one in my desk, one in my personal pickup truck, and I got one as a spare, and I got a 4550 that I'll probably sell real, real cheap here, either on FleaBay or Facebook Marketplace. That's a real, real good radio. It just misses some of the bells and whistles. As far as sound quality goes and these things linking up to repeaters, there's nothing better. I don't care what anybody says, there's nothing better.
Okay, I just wanted to pause to see if anyone else wanted to come here. It's like the MI5 system, there's nothing better. That's the truth. So the Motorola equipment and the MI5 group goes hand in hand. You know, I think they're really practical. That's a good way to approach it. Otherwise, these radios cost you an arm and a leg. If that's what, you know, if you don't mind dumping that kind of money and you want to have something new, but my goodness, you probably have a good eye for picking up the used equipment, and that's the way to go. And let's see. Oh, yeah. You know, I think I had lost my system here. I had to get a new computer and stuff, and I didn't have any software, broadband software key. So I went through Motorola to acquire it. And Brian down there told me what I had to do, so I saved the instructions in it. It's pretty easy. I have a password now, and you can get those for free. And so I kept a I ended up getting a few of them people in case something else happens again. I can at least get this thing back up and running. But so far, everything's working well. Hey, I'm not going to keep you. I think you're working, if I'm not mistaken, Wally. I appreciate you coming back to me, and it sounds good. Is the system over?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm on one of these. I think they call it the hockey stick mic. That's what I'm on right now. That's what Sean told me that they were called, the hockey stick mic. So, or, you know, hockey stick mic. Works real good. You just got to get the gain on them adjusted right. A little screw in the back. You got to get it close, and then the digital processing takes care of the rest. So, as long as you don't long-arm the thing, it works really good. So, yeah, the only, you know, and then in the car, I've got the DTMF mic, and you can do things with the firmware to make it so you can program it on the fly. It's very limited. It's extremely limited on the talk groups, but you can make it programmable with the their firmware, you know, from another country. So, and stuff is, you know, it's kind of available. So I've done that to one of them, and I did it just to do it. And then I had it checked. It was still all lined and tuned and everything else like that, so I don't have any worries about that. And the bandwidth was correct. So I had it all checked. So it's all good stuff. But, yeah, they're just amazing. Oh, the only thing you can't do with it is program in talk groups. So you have to have the talk group in there originally. There's another new DMR repeater, Pontiac, too. They fixed that one. I don't know if you've ever been around that one yet either, if you like DMR.
I think you're speaking of the W-A-O-A-K. DMR, I think that's strictly over the air, yes. I use that periodically, and a lot of people go on there. There's a couple people I meet up with there if he's listening, and then I think one of the guys that does the siren test for the county, Mark, KV8UNX, he moved from, I think, Rochester to Lake Orion, and he just started to get his equipment, and so every so often he'll say, oh, well, real nice guy. You know that the hockey stick mic you call it, the best mic. I never viewed it as that, but if you turn it sideways, it does look like a hockey stick. Now, that gain control is in the back of that microphone. Is it? Do you have? Was it set for anything when you first got it, and what you set it for, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or you know, I look at it, the turns like the dial on a clock. Any suggestions on?
Yeah. Do you have PineStar and hotspot? A digital hotspot? You have that set up?
Negative, but, you know, I was thinking the only way I would adjust it is listening to it on a simplex frequency, and I have a radio here which I could, you know, dial down so I wouldn't get the feedback. I would essentially be able to hear that.
Yeah, that would be a way to do it. The way I get it is I went to the hotspot, and then it has a where you talk at it, it's like, you know, I'm not sure what they call it, you know, talk group, whatever, you know. But the idea was like 5553, and then you can talk to it, and it tells you exactly where the modulation is, and that's how I got it fairly close. But the other way you could do it is just like you're saying, simplex it up, even on an analog channel, and then just separate it so that you don't have any feedback, and then go from there, and you could get it pretty darn close, and then, you know, just start talking on it, and people will tell you if you're too loud or too soft. So that's how I got it. But I can't tell you, I can tell you one thing, I know it's very sensitive. I mean, if you go up a little bit, it's too much. If you go down, just what you think is very insignificant, it's a little bit. But, yeah, it's on the back of the mic. It's a straight blade screwdriver, like a watch or, you know, eyeglass type screwdriver, and that's where you adjust the gain. And that's the analog gain of the mic. And then, of course, afterwards, you know, be familiar with the XPR. You can go into the software settings and But I just looked at it all at automatic and got it close. And then it seems to be really good for me.
Yeah, I copy that. Thanks for the suggestion. I'm on a, let's see, what is this? The RMN5127 Charlie microphone. That's the Empress dial key dial microphone. Lights up green. And I just keep it away from the mouth, at least 6-7 inches when I'm talking, so especially on DMR and analog. But yeah, I can probably do it still on my analog. And I think the thing that you're talking about is called parrot. A lot of people who set up DMR repeaters would have a parrot. What was it called? Parrot talk group, I guess, so you could listen to your audio coming back. But half of these people that have them now, it doesn't work. So the parrot must have died. I don't know if he's half seen that thing or not, but just kidding. But I'm familiar with that. I think a lot of some of those other ones, like Brandmeister, I don't know if they have one. But I think I can achieve the same purpose. And then again, the key is, staying away from the microphone at a reasonable distance. Those microphones were set up to be on a desk, and a person could talk from where they were sitting, basically, and people would hear them clearly, and it would be loud enough. Well, listen, Wally, I'll let you go. I'm gonna get your call into this this memory here on this XPR 5550. It's always been a pleasure to chat with you. You have a great rest of the day. KDP, we wait to the IJ. Listen out, Wally 73.
Very good. Yeah, it calls November 8, Kilo, Papa, Papa. So, and I'm working on my extra class right now. When I take the tests, I'm only getting 65-68%, so I've got a little ways to go. A lot of stuff there I don't understand yet because I'm not a big HF person. So, and there's a lot of HFtions. So, but I'll get there. I got the general in a week, but I think the extra is going to take me a month. So I'll talk to you later. N8KPP.
Okay, well, you only need, I think, 75% to pass the test. You know, you don't need to ace it, I call it. I started out with, I think it was Tech, and then Tech Plus. And then I went on to General. That's when they, of course, when they had Morris Codis as armament, but I wanted it. And in about a year and a half, I went on and got the amateur extra. You know, there's some people that have a advanced, and they don't want to upgrade because you can't get an advanced license anymore. So they kind of keep it like some people keep their novice license. 73WAVIJ.
Yeah, take care. Yeah, as a buddy of mine says, I don't know why I want it, but I want the T-shirt. Have a good day. Talk to you later. NAKBK.
XBAN, this is Statewide 1.
108, Whiskey Hotel Monitoring.
Okay, SBA, this is Statewide 1. KCADTW, Skywalk Economy, is the MyConNet active?
WACMM, are you trying to radio check or something?
WACIJ.
Hey, Whiskey Hotel, Jeffrey.
NAKBB.